I want you to imagine being a part of an organization where compassion and generosity reign supreme, where people come together and lift those up in need and continue to make a difference in so many other lives. And that's exactly what Marichi Dawn of Freedom is all about. This organization is a shining beacon of hope and is dedicated to creating positive change in the lives of individuals and communities worldwide. But this is why I'm talking about this today, because this is where you come in. We cannot do it alone. You've heard the saying, it takes a village, right? But to combat human trafficking, it's going to take all of us in the world coming together and standing up and saying no to this. So how can we maximize our giving power to support organizations like Marichi?
You're listening to the Real Estate Runway podcast, powered by Quattro Capital, where we're all about alternative business and investment strategies to help you amplify life and maximize wealth. Here's your host, Tammy, the Operational Maestro.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Real Estate Runway. It's me, Tammy Sutton, and I'm beyond thrilled to be here with you again, sharing an absolutely incredible story that proves how powerful impact giving can be. So get ready, because today I'm shining a spotlight on an extraordinary organization called Marichi Dawn of Freedom, which we proudly support through our philanthropic outreach, the Quattro Giving Fund. I understand that discussing this topic's not going to be easy. It's crucial that we tackle it head on, though, and spread the word as much as possible. Human trafficking is an incredibly important issue that has a profound impact on the bodies, minds, and futures of our young generation. So let me share some eye-opening statistics with you, just keeping in mind that these numbers are constantly changing because the crime is unfortunately the fastest growing worldwide, often remaining unnoticed, unreported, untalked about. According to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, in 2019, I know that's several years ago, but I want you to stick with me. In 2019 alone, there were only 11,500 reported cases of human trafficking in the United States. Now, it's important to note that this includes both adults and children, and determining the exact number of child trafficking victims is so challenging because of the hidden nature of the crime. With new studies and new technology, though, it's estimated that hundreds of thousands of children in the United States are at risk of being trafficked. That's beyond, like, my mind can't even process that, okay? So knowing that, and knowing with the new studies and the new technologies, it's estimated that hundreds of thousands, guys, I'm going to state that again, hundreds of thousands of our children are at risk. And it's now being estimated to be more than 1 million trafficking victims in the United States alone. When it comes to trafficking victims in the United States, the majority are children, and they're girls. They are often targeted between the ages of 12 and 14, and that just breaks my heart on so many levels. But although any and all ages can be vulnerable, okay? Child sex trafficking can occur in various settings. It's not in, you know, when you think of it, you think these absolutely horrible hotels, right? Or these brothels. Yes, it can occur there, but it can also occur in escort services, street prostitution, online platforms, people's homes. It's so pervasive that this issue can happen anywhere. Unfortunately, many cases go unreported and unrecognized, like I said earlier, making it difficult to gather accurate data. However, organizations, law enforcement agencies, and government bodies, they're working so diligently to combat this trafficking and provide support to survivors through prevention, intervention, and aftercare services. And one of those incredible organizations is the one I want to talk to you about today. What sets Marici apart from other philanthropic organizations is their unique approach that they take. They firmly believe in empowering individuals to become agents of change within their own communities. And their focus is not just to provide temporary relief, but on creating sustainable solutions that have a lasting impact. And you see, the systems behind trafficking, they're complex, they're opaque, with limited data available. So each region has its own unique root causes. So tackling this problem, it requires a holistic and a systemic approach as well. Marici, their strategy is to tackle the problem at a local level, cut them at the source. They aim to eliminate criminal networks through intelligence gathering, targeted raids, legal action. They also work on strengthening community awareness and helping them identify and report trafficking cases, and ultimately eradicating the crime, right? Additionally, they collaborate with local governments to enforce anti-trafficking laws, reduce the corruption, and shut down the operations. And their team consists of over, right now, I believe it's over 250 dedicated professionals from various fields such as intelligence collections, analysis, prosecution, community building, aftercare programs, government relations. All these partner with local governments to meticulously measure the impact of the integrated systems approach. So their unique, their ultimate goal really is to achieve 80% reduction in child sex trafficking in their focus regions alone. And guess what? They've already had some incredible success. They've managed to shut down three major traffic hubs, saving over 2,800 girls from being trafficked. They've neutralized more than 530 sex trafficking networks, resulting in a rescue of over 27,000 girls. And they've disrupted over 1,500 trafficking hubs, saving more than 31,000 girls from that nightmare alone. So that being said, okay, those are the statistics, that's what they do. But now I want to take a moment and celebrate the success stories. Let's talk about the good things that have happened because of this organization, Marici Dawn of Freedom. They have transformed countless lives, bringing hope to those that were completely lost and shattered. So there's a couple of stories I want to really touch your heart with here. Okay, so stay with me. One of them is about a brave young woman named Sarah. Sarah was rescued alongside two other minors from a very experienced seasons trafficker who had been operating for over two decades. Folks, that's 20 years. He had been doing this for over 20 years. When she was rescued, she was so traumatized that she became numb to any kind of emotions. And she would spend her days in silence. She wasn't able to communicate or express herself in any way. Even when her parents came to the shelter home to see her, she couldn't feel anything. In our minds, we think these reunions are just emotional filled. She could feel nothing. And one day during a counseling session, she finally broke down and released all of that pain that she had been carrying. From that moment on, her healing truly took flight. I want you to imagine this girl laughing now, playing, joking with other girls in a shelter home. When asked why she was always laughing, Sarah said, "I know what the other girls are going through, and if I can make them smile, I can help them ease a bit of the pain I've experienced." Man, right? When the time came to testify against her trafficker, she bravely and boldly stood before that judge and said, I am not guilty of my past, but today I feel it is my duty to speak the truth and save hundreds of other girls. Sarah now dreams of becoming a fashion designer, and Marici has connected her with a female designer to work as an apprenticeship. She has truly embraced her true self, and she is filled now with joy, peace, and love. And another story is about Amina. She was another survivor. Her story is heart-wrenching. I hope I can get through her story without crying. Here we go. After losing both her parents at a young age, she was trafficked by her own guardians, the people she trusted the most. At just 12 years old, they sold her virginity and forced her into a sex trade. Years later, she was rescued and rehabilitated by one of Marici's shelter home partners. When she turned 18, she started working in restaurants to support herself. And recently she left her job with some savings and desire to improve her English skills so she could work in an office. When Amina shared her dream, the team at Marici realized that they had a path to help her. They could help change her path even more. They offered her a job in their office and provided her with an English learning program. It was such an emotional moment when she accepted that offer, I'm sure. However, she revealed that her little sister was still trapped in the trafficking ring. They didn't know that yet. And she had no idea how to rescue her. Without hesitation, Marici sprang into action. Can you believe only on her third day on the job, the raid was formed with Amina as a key member. She personally helped rescue her sister. They arrested both the trafficker who tortured Amina and her sister and the brothel manager. Can you imagine how empowering that must have felt for Amina? Within a matter of days, she went from unemployment to landing her dream job to achieving an ultimate dream of rescuing her sister and putting those responsible for all that pain and suffering away. She has truly embodied the spirit of a hero in my eyes. Amina has since stated she now wants to be a social worker, going on rescue missions to free other girls like herself and her sister. And get this, in just a few short weeks in the Marici organization, she's already hit the ground running. She's actively investigating brothels. She's helped rescue over 50 additional girls. Guys, she is my hero right now to helping countless others break free. Her success shows the ripple effect that one rescue can create. It's just a domino effect. And I am so in awe of her strength and her bravery. But I want you to imagine being a part of an organization where compassion and generosity reign supreme, where people come together and lift those up in need and continue to make a difference in so many other lives. And that's exactly what Marici Dawn of Freedom is all about. This organization is a shining beacon of hope and is dedicated to creating positive change in the lives of individuals and communities worldwide. But this is why I'm talking about this today, because this is where you come in. We cannot do it alone. You've heard the saying, it takes a village, right? But to combat human trafficking, it's going to take all of us in the world coming together and standing up and saying no to this. So how can we maximize our giving power to support organizations like Marici? Guys, it's as simple as the math, okay? So hear me out. This is how you can help and help impactfully and empower, like supercharge your giving power. Every year, we donate a portion of our profits and we support one of the seven charities like Marici Dawn of Freedom through the Quattro Giving Fund, who in turn, those charities can leverage their partnership and provide a safe, affordable, quality place to live for those that just need that grace of a second chance to start new and to help these people out. This is the true heart of the Quattro Way, doing good while doing well. So whether you ever partner or invest with Quattro, that is not what this segment is about. It is about the Quattro Giving Fund, that it is open to anyone for charitable contributions and investments so that you can give alongside us and we can make a huge difference. The fund is we're able to accept cash or something called complex gifts. Complex gifts maximize your giving power. And when I say that, I want you to think donating shares of a company or an asset before it is sold, because it minimizes your taxable gain, but it maximizes your giving power. How powerful is that? Our giving fund, every year, it's audited and governed by the National Christian Foundation to ensure the validity of our giving partners, the compliant use of our funds, and the integrity of your charitable donation or investment. So if this segment resonates with you in any way, please pick up the phone. Reach out to me, email any one of us on the team, or simply go to our website, thequattroway.com/philanthropy. You can find us there. So my friends, whether you're an individual looking to make a difference or a company seeking a meaningful partnership, I urge you to check us out. Learn more about Marichi Donna Freedom and the other organizations we support. Learn more about the Quattro Giving Fund. See how you can get involved. Today's world needs us all to take a stand and make a difference. So let's join hands with organizations like Marichi and be the change that we know our world needs. Every small action counts, okay? Every dollar counts. And you have the power to create a ripple effect of goodness. So that's all I have today. I hope you found this inspirational. Until next time, stay positive, stay compassionate, and keep spreading the love.
We hope this episode was insightful and brought value to your day. If so, please be awesome and leave us a 5-star review. Find out how Team Quattro can help you at thequattroway.com and scroll down for more info. Until next time, this is the Real Estate Runway Podcast.